Donald Trump, Democrats really the radical ones on abortion. By Catherine Hamilton on August 8, 2024. Former President Donald Trump called out Democrats, including Democrat presidential nominee Kamala Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D, for being abortion extremists. Trump, the Republican presidential nominee, made the comment during a Thursday press conference at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. The Democrats are really the radical ones on this. They are the ones who do abortions, through the 8th and 9th month, and even after birth, the 45th president said. Trump compared Walz to pro-abortion former Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, D, who in 2019 made controversial comments about a bill he supported that would have allowed women in his state to request an abortion, even as they are about to give birth. Appearing as a guest on WTOP-FM, Northam said the fierce reaction to the bill was really blown out of proportion. Asked about a woman requesting abortion at the moment of childbirth, he responded. When we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physician, more than one physician, by the way, and it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities. There may be a fetus that's non-viable. Northam added. If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. Northam later said his comments were mischaracterized by the media, but he refused to recant. This guy agrees with that, Trump said of Walz. Walz has described himself as so pro-abortion that even former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, suggested he tone it down. Recent reports citing Minnesota Department of Health data have revealed that at least 8 babies in his state have been born alive in botched abortions during his time as governor. None of the babies appear to receive life-preserving care, and it does not appear that any of the babies born alive in botched abortions survived, the Daily Signal reported. According to the report, Walz later repealed a 2015 Minnesota law in 2023 requiring the state to report whether abortions resulted in the live birth of a baby, what actions were taken to preserve the life of that baby, and whether the baby survived. He also stripped the state's requirement that measure be taken to preserve the baby's life and health and merely replacing it with a nebulous requirement for care, the report continues. In January of 2023, Walz made Minnesota the first in the nation to codify abortion via legislative action after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and sent the issue of abortion back to individual states and their elected representatives, Breitbart News reported at the time. Walz previously served in the House of Representatives from 2007 to 2019, where he received a 0% pro-life score from National Right to Life. In 2018, he accidentally voted in favor of a bill that would have protected babies who survived botched abortions. He quickly put out a statement apologizing for his mistake. Between Harris and him, there's never been anything like this, Trump said. Trump also reiterated his position that abortion laws should be left up to individual states, and said he supports exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. Everybody wanted it back in the states, and I did that, he said, referring to his nomination of 3 conservative-leaning Supreme Court justices who ultimately played a role in overturning Roe v. Wade, a 1973 decision which invented a constitutional right to abortion. Now the states are voting. And frankly, some of the votes are much more liberal than you would think, he said in reference to abortion ballot measures going before voters across the United States. Ohio, they had a big vote, and it turned out to be a much more liberal standing than people would have thought. Kansas, the same thing. Then you have Texas and other places where it may be different. Trump did remark that he believes the abortion issue has been very much tampered down. Recent polling has shown that despite Harris making abortion the top issue of her campaign, much like President Joe Biden or even more so, abortion is not a top 5 issue for voters. I think that abortion has become much less of an issue. I think it's actually going to be a very small issue, he said. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.